Welcome to Truth Matters Church, contending for the faith one verse at a time. Connect with us today at truthmatterschurch.org. Thank you for downloading this week's devotional titled Stand Firm. I'm Associate Pastor Jeremy. We are at war. Each one of us is a soldier in the battle of good versus evil. Thankfully, our Commander-in-Chief has given us soldiers everything we need to be victorious, but it's upon us to take up our gear every day as we go to the front lines. In Ephesians 6, verses 13 and 14, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, take up the full armor of God, so that you will be able to resist in the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness." As we learned recently, in many translations like the NASB, a passage in all caps indicates a quote from the Old Testament. As Paul encouraged Christians to put on the armor of God, he referenced several passages in Isaiah, specifically from chapters 11, 52, and 59. While somewhat loosely quoted, they similarly relate a soldier's physical outfitting to the implements that believers use to defend and fight against spiritual attacks. The first thing to note is that Paul repeats himself several times in this passage. He twice tells readers to put on the full armor of God. That's verses 11 and 13. And three times he says we are to stand firm. That's verses 11, 12, and 13. And typically, anytime Scripture repeats itself, that should be an indicator that it is doubly important. And Paul not only uses stand firm multiple times right here, but he also repeated this exact same phrase in nearly every epistle that he wrote to the churches. The Greek word we get stand firm from is histemi, and it conveys standing in an upright posture, firmly set in place. What first catches my attention is this is not something we do passively or by accident. A soldier doesn't stand at attention without effort. We can sit for long periods of time without a second thought, but standing firm requires mental and physical exertion, and it's certainly not always easy, nor is it something that we do while we're resting or asleep. So the first lesson here is that as we put on the armor of God, we have to be standing firm. Roman soldiers of the 1st century AD wore caliga, and these were sandals with hobnails in the bottom, and that would give them greater traction and resistance to being pushed backwards, much like the cleats on an athletic shoe. The nails gripped the earth under them to help them stand firm while they were in combat. And in a similar fashion, Paul tells us that as soldiers of Christ, it is imperative that we do not give up ground to the enemy. Paul then moves to outlining the spiritual armor we have as believers in Christ. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth. Interestingly, the first piece of armor he mentions is truth. Without truth, we're lost. The world around us hates truth. Truth is probably the enemy's greatest fear because deception is one of his greatest tools. So, how do we know truth? Well, we study Scripture for ourselves. We sit at the feet of pastors and teachers who are passionate about proclaiming sound doctrine and are not busy tickling ears or entertaining the lost. Reference 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. And finally, we spend quiet time with the Lord in prayer, seeking wisdom and understanding. Remember, the devil is all about deception. See John 8:44. And Scripture reminds us repeatedly to be careful of anyone who does not teach truth. This happens all too often, even in churches and small groups. So if you hear something that doesn't sound right or blatantly goes against God's word, watch out. Spiritual arrows are probably coming your way. So after girding ourselves with truth, Paul then tells us to put on the breastplate of righteousness. While truth is mentioned 203 times in the NASB, righteousness is used an astonishing 312 times. So both are very important. As a physical breastplate covers our vital organs, righteousness also protects our heart. While humans can live without their arms and legs, we certainly can't live without our heart, and a wound to the chest is quickly fatal. Likewise, if we walk through life with little concern of our behavior, our attitude, or sin, we are effectively setting aside our armor and are then putting ourselves in grave spiritual danger. Standing firm requires attentiveness both to the enemy's attacks and our own spiritual health. We'll look more at the armor of God next time, but our takeaway today is fairly simple. Stand firm. Stand firm in truth and righteousness. Let's not sit down on the job or slumber while the battle rages. We can do this by seeking God's truth through His Word. Jesus Himself said God's Word is truth. Look up John 17, verse 17. And then humbly walking with a desire to live righteously and resisting sin. We're not going to be perfect at it, but if we consciously remember to put on our armor every morning before we even start our day, as Jesus did in Mark 1, verse 35, we will certainly be much stronger as we go onto the battlefield. Thank you for listening today. We do hope you enjoyed this expository-style devotional. And for more biblical teaching, visit us at truthmatterschurch.org. Have a blessed day.